to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is the medical director of Oasis Wellness and Rejuvenation Center, an integrative holistic lifestyle clinic in Orlando, Florida. She's board certified in both emergency and holistic medicine, and here to discuss her book, Anxiety 101, The Holistic Approach to Managing Your Anxiety and Taking Back Your Life. Welcome, Dr. Eudine Harry. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Dr. Harry.
Hi, how are you
thanks
today?
Thanks for joining us. Now, today's topic is something that affects many of our listeners and maybe host and co-host here. what point should we consider anxiety something we should seek treatment for, and when is it just normal anxiety?
Well, normal anxiety, I think, like most of us, like, for example, me speaking on the radio right now, normal anxiety, speaking in front of a group of people, normal anxiety. When it becomes a problem is that if you're having difficulty leaving your house, because you're so anxious, everything makes you jump, not normal. If the phone rings and you're expecting bad news all the time, maybe not so normal. Going to check your mailbox and you're expecting something to blow up in your face, maybe not so normal. That then becomes abnormal anxiety, and perhaps you need some help at that point in time.
Right. Now, commonly prescribed drug for stress and anxiety is Xanax. Share your opinion on this medication, and do you feel it's overprescribed?
Well, I do believe that we have a tendency to go towards things that are fast and quick, and that may not always be the best thing to do. I think if we're using Xanax, for example, on MRI phobia because we need a study, by all means, go ahead and do that. But if we're using anxiety to treat a chronic problem, that might be an issue because we are concerned about the potential addictive potential of this particular medication, and we are seeing that we're having a lot of issues right now with addictions, and it doesn't necessarily, what I say, fix the problem. So now we are having people who are not focusing well. It does decrease your ability to think clearly, and I don't believe in treating things and creating something else.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? I wasn't focusing.
No.
I need help.
Give us your first best piece of advice for managing, because as Dr. Friedman said, maybe the host and his co-host, we're all going through this right now, and as a society, we are over-anxious. Your best piece of advice on what you do, the first thing you do if you're feeling over-anxious about things.
If you're feeling over-anxious about things, I think one of the first things you want to do is in that moment, we're talking about two different types. If you're in that moment very, very anxious, then one of the things you might want to do is to see if you can remove yourself from that situation and find a way to start decompressing immediately. But as a general rule, I want to say to you, look at your lifestyle choices first. Look at the things that you're doing currently. If you wake up in the morning and the only food you have is a cup of coffee, that's not so great for anxiety. We know that coffee can maybe turn on some lights in the head, but too much of it in a person who's prone to anxiety is going to create and exacerbate that problem. If you're a sedentary person, not so good for anxiety. If you're eating a lot of junk food, not so good for anxiety. So these are all things that you can look at and start changing to perhaps increase the way you handle anxiety a little bit better.
Makes sense. Dr. Harry, I have a lot of female patients who seem to suffer more from anxiety after menopause. Is there a hormonal link that needs to be addressed?
There is a hormonal link, and we know that when progesterone levels changes and estrogen levels changes, that it does dispose us to more anxiety and at times even depression, even though that's not our topic here, but many times they go hand in hand.
Right.
And oftentimes, if you're evaluating the hormones of these individuals, you'll find out that perhaps their progesterone level is lower. And the interesting thing is that the more anxious you are and the more stressed you are, the lower those levels are going to be because they're now going to be shunted towards your stress hormones. And so then you're now creating more of a cycle.
Got it. So are there holistic approaches that you can recommend, maybe a couple of them to alleviate anxiety and stress? We don't care about our listeners, just the hosts and co-hosts. I'll stop biting my nails now. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I think exercise is my number one recommendation, and sleeping well, because we do know that exercise creates a lot of those hormones in the brain that actually tends to calm the brain down, decrease inflammation. One that most people would like is massage therapy, has also been shown to help to manage anxiety better, release some of that muscle tension, but also seems to affect cortisol level as well. So it seems to lower that and kind of mitigate some of those things. So now while you're on the... While you're on the radio right now, have someone give you a really nice foot massage, and then that should start calming you down.
Okay, Dr. Friedman, quickly. Get right on that. My foot's waiting here for you.
I'm gonna get one of those little chairs that I see.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get one of those chairs I see in the mall that massage you, and you'll be hearing. What's that noise, Dr. Friedman? I'm listening.
That'd
to last
be a great
cast.
Idea. We should do that while we're on the air. And you know, also Dr. Harry, because people sit there at their desks all day. And their anxiety increases as the workload increases as well. And I always like to recommend, you know, to people to get up every half an hour at least and move around a little bit because, it sure contributes to that anxiety when you're just sitting there all day.
Oh, absolutely. I would say even go a step further and say get up and do a couple of jumping jacks or something. Like that, because it really gets the blood moving, and it's really hard to be anxious when you're breathing fast and trying to go.
That's true.
Go through the steps.
Yeah, you mentioned massage. I guess there's yoga, there's meditation. Are those just Band-Aids, or do you have to be weekly to make it stay as a long-term reaction?
They're not Band-Aids at all. In fact, I recently came across a study that looked at individuals who had, I believe, 10 or 11 sessions of mind-body meditation treatment, and they found that it actually lasted quite some time beyond that. Maybe even about a year or two out, these people were still having relief from those symptoms. So it's not a Band-Aid. It's actually changing structurally. Functional MRI studies are showing us that it actually changes the brain and changes the brain connections, and that's what actually these things do.
That's great. Are there times when you recommend a person go for counseling to deal with some of their issues? Is there, when's that stop sign that says, all right, you've got to go?
Now for you, now for me?
Yeah.
I think
now we're talking about our listeners.
Certainly for me, yeah.
No, now we're listeners. This isn't us.
Okay,
Now, what about the listeners?
Oh, absolutely. I think there are times, if you're feeling overwhelmed and you're not really able to think clearly and you're starting to feel symptoms of depression, you're starting to feel symptoms of just hyperanxiety, maybe even panic attacks, so that will be the time to go and get evaluated. Because many times we all know that there's some things that can present as anxiety symptoms. If you're experiencing palpitations, rapid heartbeat, you might want to go and have that evaluated because it may be anxiety, it may not be. So you want to have that evaluated as well.
Makes sense. Is there any diet and nutrition tips? I know you mentioned what not to eat, the coffee, the junk food. Is there anything that people can add that could combat some of the anxiety or stress?
Yes, healthy fats are important. Omega-3 fats have been shown to have a positive effect on anxiety in the brain. Foods high in magnesium have been shown to have a positive effect on the brain as well. It's also been shown that that whole grains and vegetables and fruits have also been shown to have a positive impact on anxiety. So these, all of the things that we've been hearing about eating well, it seems that they also apply to anxiety as well.
Well, that is such great information, Dr. Harry, and I know that Dr. Friedman and I are going to try some of these things when we get off the radio today. And, you know, deep breathing, she mentioned massage and meditation, mind, body, getting some exercise, eating healthier fruits and vegetables and grains, staying away from junk food and too much coffee. That all helps to increase your anxiety level. For more information, you can visit livinghealthylookingyounger.com. And Dr. Harry's book, Anxiety 101, is also available at amazon.com. If you missed any of the great information we gave out today, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.